Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, April 12th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. O.J. Simpson dead. Trump challenges Biden. College students rank the most useless degrees, and America's worst airlines revealed. That's all coming up. Then I'll be back with my message of the day. But first, the family of O.J. Simpson confirmed his death after a battle with cancer. The football star was 76 years old. O.J. rose to fame in the NFL during the 70s, then pivoted to acting in the 80s, and was arrested in 1994 for the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend, Ron Goldman. He was found not guilty in October of 1995. He later served 9 years in prison for kidnapping and armed robbery, was released in 2017. The Heisman Trophy Twitter account said the Heisman Trophy Trust mourns the passing of 1968 Heisman Trophy winner O.J. Simpson. We extend our sympathy to his family. The LA Times wrote, he ran to football fame on the field and made fortunes in movies, but his world was ruined after he was charged with killing his former wife and her friend. His world was ruined. Donald Trump challenging Joe Biden to a series of televised debates. The former president said, quote, we owe it to the country. We owe it to all Americans. I will debate you anytime, anywhere, any place. Biden so far, of course, has refused. A recent survey from ZipRecruiter ranks the most useless college majors for 2024. People under 40 were asked whether their degree led to a decent job. Two-thirds of graduates regret studying education, followed by communications at 64%, liberal arts 72%, sociology 73%, and the number one wasted degree, journalism. 87% think that their degree in journalism is totally useless. If you want to be a journalist, go just do it. You don't need to go to school for it. A new report reveals the worst airlines in America. Ooh, which is your least favorite? Of the five major carriers, Delta has the fewest delays, with 21% of flights taking off after the scheduled departure. That's the lowest. Next is United, 23%, American, 28%, Southwest, 29%, and last place, JetBlue, 30% of all flights are delayed, 3% outright canceled. The biggest problem for air travel this summer? Not enough pilots. And the message of the day, why are so many young kids dropping F-bombs, stealing cars, and stabbing people? I have one idea maybe you've never heard before. We'll share it next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts. For coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, filling for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Seems like every day there's a story of some terrible crime committed by a teenager. In Texas, a 12 and a 7-year-old got in an argument with a woman in the neighborhood. They rode their bikes back home, got gloves and knives, and went back to the woman's house. The 12-year-old stabbed the woman in her garage. He's 12. What in the world? How could something like that happen at such a young age? I want to present a couple of reasons. First, you never hear from the father of these children because there is no dad around. Second, these kids are fed a steady diet of violence and anger and just general filth all day long. And here's the key, from as soon as they were born. Neil Postman wrote a book called The Disappearance of Childhood, wrote it back in 1999. His argument is that prior to the 16th century, there was no distinction between children and adults. You went from baby to adult. Pretty much as soon as you could talk, you were considered an adult. Then around the 16th century, we created this idea of childhood. It was a special stage of life where we would raise these things called kids to become adults. You didn't just, boom, become an adult. You had to be raised to become a person of virtue. One of the ways of life that came out of this idea was that there are adult things and there are children's things. And some things are for adults only. Some things are made for children. But there were adult themes, adult images, adult conversations, adult experiences, adult language that were for adults only. And then there were things that were for kids. And of course, some things overlapped in the Venn diagram that is life. But the idea that there were things just for adults. Today, though, we're returning to the day when there's no distinction between kids and adults. With the internet, kids are completely exposed to adult themes and images and language as soon as they can see and hear. The Theo Von podcast is one of the most popular podcasts today, and it's definitely for adults. It's full of adult themes. And I saw a clip where a 10-year-old called in for advice. Why is a 10-year-old listening to that show? What kids see today from an early age, we never saw as kids growing up. What kids say today, you never would have said to your parents, could you, or certainly grandparents. Could you imagine talking to your grandpa the way that kids talk to adults today? No chance. So a long time ago, there used to be no difference between kids and adults. Then we created a difference, and that was good. And now that's going away again. And one result of that is you're going to see kids do more adult things. From using the F word to stabbing people. And once kids are exposed to things, you can't get that innocence back. Now, the counter that people often say is, oh, you can't shelter your kids. Yeah, I'm not, no one wants to raise kids in a bubble, but it's okay to raise kids in a greenhouse. A greenhouse gives kids a chance to form strong roots before they're placed out into the world to try and withstand the storms. It's not good to keep kids in a bubble, but it's also not good to throw them out to the wolves. I think we need to bring back the concept of adult themes and then protect kids from them. We need to raise kids to have strong roots and introduce them to adult things when it's age appropriate. We've had an experiment the last decade or so of raising kids with no boundaries. How's it going? Coming up next, something you might not know about Ben Franklin.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has a over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. So there's a new miniseries about Ben Franklin that's out. I don't trust that it's going to be good or true. It can't possibly live up to the John Adams miniseries from years ago. But inspired by this, did you know that Ben Franklin did not want the symbol of America to be an eagle? He said this bird, the eagle, has bad moral character. He said the eagle's too lazy to fish for himself, and he'll stand by and watch the labor of the hawk. And then when that bird has completed its hunt, then the eagle will attack it and steal the fish for himself. Franklin also said that the eagle was a coward who could be scared off from his nest by the kingbird not bigger than the sparrow. Quote, he is therefore by no means a proper emblem for the brave and honest America. Oh man, bummer. You may have heard that Ben Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national symbol. He actually didn't say that. He said that the drawing of the eagle on our national seal looked like a turkey, which he said was actually fine because he'd rather have the turkey be the national symbol than the eagle. So he wasn't saying he wanted a turkey. He's just, well, it's even better than an eagle. So what did he want the symbol of America to be? The snake. He said of the snake, I recollected that her eye excelled in brightness more than any other animal, and that she had no eyelids. She may therefore be esteemed an emblem of vigilance. She never begins an attack, nor, once engaged, ever surrenders. She's therefore an emblem of magnanimity and true courage. As if anxious to prevent all pretensions of quarreling with her, the weapon with which nature has furnished her, she conceals in the roof of her mouth, so that to those who are unacquainted with her, she appears to be the most defenseless animal. And even when those weapons are shown and extended for her defense, they appear weak and contemptible. But their wounds, however small, are decisive and fatal. Conscious of this, she never wounds till she has generously given notice, even to her enemy, and cautioned him against the danger of treading on her. Was I wrong, sir, in thinking this a strong picture of the temper and conduct of America? The Metallica song, Don't Tread on Me, was inspired by this letter from Ben Franklin. Now, whichever symbol you prefer for our country, let us all be more like this snake. Let each of us be more vigilant, never looking for a fight, but always ready to protect, and never surrendering to protect what is good, beautiful, and true. More coming up.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you, Bill, for letting me fill in this week. Thank you for being patient. The great Bill O'Reilly will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.